Talk Live. We are launching the hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via this toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by SACL CAI. They've got a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one because they do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. Ohio.com reporting that a couple, Kimberly and Daniel Clark, had been assessed, I guess, an income tax bill of $10.12. And they were arrested, but they weren't taken into custody because they agreed to go to court that very same afternoon. Barberton Municipal Judge Greg Macko dropped the charges after the Clarks went to the finance department and paid the overdue $10.12. They weren't fined, but they were hit with court costs. Now they owe the city $426.
Holy crap, for the court costs?
Yep. The Clarks are on a monthly payment plan to pay off the court costs. Kimberly says...
It's just indentured servitude.
She says, we both work, but we have two children, and we live paycheck to paycheck. It's unfair. My husband and I had to take off work to go to court, and we cooperated with the courthouse. I want the judge to reconsider, but I can't get past the bailiff when I called the judge. And when I called the mayor, he said the courthouse and the mayor's office are two separate entities and that he couldn't do anything to help.
Sorry,
now,
ma'am.
This lady's story is
not my
so,
department.
Yep, it's so typical of government bureaucracy. Whenever you call the government bureaucrats, for whatever the reason is, most of the time, you'll either be put on infinite hold and no one will ever even talk to you, or if you actually do get to talk to a government bureaucrat, they're always certain to pass you off to some other government bureaucrat with the not my department line, I'm sorry, and that's not my responsibility.
Likely the next one's, if you did ever got somebody who was alive,
yeah.
The next one isn't, it's voicemail that you're getting and you never get a call back.
Right. And
never isn't the right word. I've certainly gotten callbacks from bureaucrats, but sometimes you just don't get callbacks, and
right.
It's frustrating.
And getting in touch with these judges is a difficult, very difficult task. If you aren't scheduled to be in their courtroom for one of their trials or hearings or arraignments or whatever they call their little shows that they put on, if you're not scheduled to be in their court, you can't get in touch with the judge. I know this myself because Russell Canning, one of the activists here in New Hampshire, was expected to, or he was under arrest at one, or in custody by the police at one point, and I was trying to get in touch with the judge to find out something about the case, or I forget exactly what it was, but anyway, the judge doesn't have voicemail. The judge doesn't have an email address unless you, like, go and dig around and try to find it on the internet somehow. The people at the courthouse do not want to give anything to the judge. You cannot send the judge mail. You can send things.
They're completely isolated. They really are.
Right. You can send something to the case file, and they'll put that in the case file, and the judge has access to the case file.
And he may decide to look at what you have.
Yeah, but you cannot actually get in touch with the judge, which is why this woman's saying she's had such a difficult time trying to ask the judge to help him out with this particular situation. But it's not like the judge cares. He doesn't care if you're living paycheck to paycheck. He wants your damn money. That's what this is all about.
It sure seems like it.
Extracting money from people that haven't harmed another person. These folks, this was a $10 income tax bill, basically. Kimberly Clark says she's learned a costly lesson and will pick up any certified mail she receives in the future, but she's still bitter about the incident. She said her children, both 11 and 13, saw the officers
come.
See,
now, this is the other thing about this. They always send this crap certified mail, and then, which means that you have to end up going to the post office because they couldn't possibly leave it for you. Nobody's at home to accept these things. It's very
rare. In line at the post office?
It's a mandate from the people on high. Come get this piece of mail. You are hereby ordered by the powers that be to come get this mail. They were going to throw these people in jail over not picking up certified mail.
Yeah.
That's what's so disgusting about this crap. I hate it when I get certified mail from the government.
It just doesn't happen to me. I mean, I guess we've got a private mailbox. They won't take that stuff? I bet they would take it.
I can tell you they didn't.
Huh. Well, anyway.
When I got my letter from the town that was threatening me with a lien...
You had to go to the post office.
I had to go to the post office.
Wow. She said her children, both 11 and 13 years old, saw the officers come to pick up mom and dad, and the neighbors have been calling to find out what happened. She said, I just wonder how much it costs taxpayers to send a cruiser to our home. It's a sad way
not
to collect
to mention
city
that,
income
but,
tax.
But this, you know, that 12-year-old and that 8-year-old, mm-hmm. these children.
11 and 13.
11 and 13. They could have, the parents could have, it doesn't sound like the parents are particularly wealthy. They could have bought them something nice, you know, perhaps extended their education.
For the $426.
Some extracurricular activities to teach them, I don't know, maybe the kid could have been a football star, but for this $400 for the little league or whatever it's called when they play football, now he's going to, you know, end up bouncing from job to job for the rest of his life. But these bureaucrats don't care. They want their damn money.
Yep, and, you know, they went in and they did what they thought they were supposed to do, which was obey and go to the court and,
well, what else,
you know, appear, and they went and they paid, and they figured that everything would be all right. They figured it'd be no big deal, that that would be the end of it. Then they get slapped with $426 in court costs on top of that. Who can defend this? Who can listen to this story and say, yeah, that's what should have happened. Those bad people, how dare they not pay their income taxes? How dare they? You can call in and defend the state or defend the government people. I would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. It's indefensible what is going on here. And they always, you know, they're always going after poor people. They're always going after, you know, people that can't afford
the easiest
these things. Right. Because rich people can afford a lawyer to go in there and, you know, pull some obscure statute out and actually challenge this stuff and at least have a chance. But these people, they don't know what to do. They can't even talk to the judge. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, so let's continue here. This email from Fix5. Carrie, she says, I know this show's way old. We're trying to catch up after our trip. And she says, she talks about introversion. She says, I'm pretty darn introverted, one of the classic loner types. I do have a couple of very close friends and have no problems whatsoever speaking to anyone, no matter who they are. You mentioned yours and many other people's problems with eye contact. I actually enjoy making direct eye contact with people, seeing into the soul, so to speak. But my problem is this. I realize the importance of building relationships with people and networking, not only for some kinds of eventual material gains, but for emotional balance as well. People need people, I guess. But frankly, 99% of people bore me to the point of unconsciousness. Very few people that I've met in my life are interesting enough for me to warrant any kind of conversation, much less a relationship of some sort. So, come up with some ideas for people like me. How do I plaster a new face on my neighbor, Dale's shoulders, and reform the drone coming out of his mouth into something even remotely interesting? How do I make myself care that my cashier uses the same cat litter as me and knows all kinds of uses for wax paper? Don't get me wrong, I really do appreciate personalities and people in general from afar. It's when I actually have to interact with some of them that my eyeballs roll back into my head and I start to snore. I have zero tolerance for small talk and meaningless chit-chat, so I'm stumped. How does someone like me grow to enjoy these unbearable moments of human contact? Any ideas, gents?
I don't know. it's been so long since we talked about this, but, you know, It there's little nuggets in there. You can find information from these people that's valuable. And I guess, I don't know, if she's continues to pursue her interests, she'll meet people that she likes that way. I can understand why she doesn't like people on a regular basis. The neighbor, the people that she was thrown with,
the grocery clerk. Yeah.
But being on good terms with a neighbor is a very, very good thing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I don't know if you can get to the point of actually liking it. I mean, if you have an internal distaste for dealing with strangers and small talk, I'm not sure if there's a process that you can go through to make yourself feel happy about doing those things.
I think it's one of those things that you might not end up liking it, but if you do it enough, if you can try to make yourself do it and at least try not to dread it. Yeah, you can get better at it. I don't know that you'll ever actually enjoy making small talk or engaging people in that way.
Try to smile as you're doing it. It might help you feel a little bit better. Normally, smiling when you're not feeling good helps you feel better. That might be one idea, but just keeping at it because it is worthwhile. Whether you like it or not, that's all in your head, and I wish you the best of luck. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with 4 kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version and dial-up version of the show. Both sizes will fit virtually any internet connection, and they're totally free at freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx and get a free webcam. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Enter the promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue here, again, your calls are primary if you make them. Otherwise, we'll tell you about free speech being absolutely crushed in Massachusetts. This story from Wired.com, where the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority... Wait, Massachusetts Bay? Yeah, that's Massachusetts, right? Wait, the story's out of Vegas. All right, I'm confused now. Yes, it is Massachusetts. Okay, here we go. The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority filed a suit in federal court on Friday, seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent three undergraduate students from MIT from presenting a talk at the DEF CON Hacker Conference, which happened over the weekend, about security vulnerabilities in payment systems used in the Massachusetts mass transit system. The transit authority, known as the MBTA, is seeking to prevent the students from publicly stating or indicating that electronic passenger tickets used on the transit system have been compromised until the MBTA can fix security flaws in the system. So what they want is for these hackers to shut up until the MBTA can go ahead and get their system fixed, and then they're saying, well, once we fix our systems, which, you know,
then you can talk about it all
take,
you want.
Then you can talk about all the bugs and the problems that we've already fixed. And so that was the purpose of the them getting this or attempting to get this restraining order, which, by the way, was granted to them. But we'll continue to tell you about the ramifications here. So it further seeks to bar the students from releasing any tools or providing any information that would allow someone to hack the transit system and obtain free rides. The MBTA says in its complaint that disclosure of the flaws before it has a chance to fix them will cause irreparable harm to the transit system. Now, I don't think there are that many hackers out there. I mean, I know a couple of them, but... most people don't have the technical skills or know-how to be able to bust into the magnetic strip on the back of one of these cards.
I don't have the interest.
Right.
I'd rather give them their buck, you know, or whatever it costs to ride the train than take the kind of time and energy that it would take. These are people that just like puzzles.
Yeah, exactly. And so I highly doubt this is going to cause irreparable harm to the transit system, especially if they were to fix the problems. I mean, if this talk was to happen, they were to find out what the bugs were with the system, get the problems fixed, then there's no more problem, is there? But that wasn't good enough for these bureaucrats. So they went after these kids, and they demanded that they could not speak. They told them that by court order, they could not speak about what it was that they had learned. They could not talk in public. They could not release the information that they had found and gleaned through their own efforts in reverse engineering the MBTA system. The three student researchers, Zach Anderson, R.J. Ryan, and Alessandro Shisea, are scheduled, or were scheduled, to give a talk on Sunday afternoon entitled The Anatomy of a Subway Hack, Breaking Crypto RFIDs and Magstripes of Ticketing Systems. According to a description of the talk posted on the conference website, the students planned to discuss vulnerabilities in the fare collection system of Boston's T subway system and to demonstrate how they reverse-engineered the magstripe on paper passenger tickets, known as the Charlie ticket, as well as how they cracked smart card tickets known as the Charlie card. They also plan to release several open source tools that they created in the course of their transit card research. The MBTA, which oversees the T subway, operates the fifth largest transit system in the United States, servicing 175 towns and cities. And then they tell you about how much money they make, $500,000 in revenue every single weekday.
They can't afford these few hackers that would hack their system.
Every single weekday, $500,000 in revenue comes into these people.
The funny thing is you know these guys have hacked the system. They didn't go after them for that.
Right. The Charlie card is a MyFare Classic card, which was a subject of much controversy after other researchers in Dutch researchers apparently showed how they were able to hack the cards. But the MBTA says the court papers or says in court papers that it has enhanced their own security, and so the MyFare thing is not a factor here. But apparently these three MIT students threatened the entire viability of the system, or is what that's at least what they alleged. The MBTA first became aware of the talk in July when one of their vendors pointed them to the DEF CON website where the talk was listed on the conference schedule. A description of the talk began with a provocative line, "Want free subway rides for life?" and discussed how the researchers social engineered transit employees to accomplish their hack of the transit cards. You know what social engineering is?
Tricked them.
Yeah, it's where you basically ask sneaky questions and stuff and pretend to be something that you might not actually be in order to get special information.
Isn't that committing fraud?
Well, Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, if all you're getting is information, is that fraud? I mean, if there was no real damage.
You could argue that since you're trying to get information that you're going to use to get free rides on a subway, that you are essentially causing some kind of damage.
If you were actually stealing the rides, I think that would be damage, but getting the information that it takes to learn how to steal the rides should be fully within the purview of freedom of speech. And up until this story, I'd never heard of a story quite like this.
They didn't go after these guys for fraud. They went after them for talking, and that's what the problem is.
Right, for planning to talk. They never actually did end up talking. We'll tell you what happened there, here in a moment with the planned conference. But I have been, somewhat closely associated with some who might consider themselves hackers. I myself am not one. But I am aware of things like 2600 Magazine. I am aware of, I think the Anarchist Cookbook has old hacker techniques in it. So I've been relatively familiar with some of the things that they do. And 2600 Magazine is a quarterly publication which has information of this very sort published in it nationwide. You can go down to your local bookstore or Borders or Barnes & Noble or something, look in the magazine section, and odds are good they carry a copy of 2600. It's likely these guys sent
the information off to 2600 after they got stopped at this convention.
They may very well have done that. So publishing this info on how to crack into information systems is totally legal under the First Amendment protection, supposedly, of freedom of speech. Until now, apparently. And now that you can put a restraining order on somebody if they're putting information out that threatens the government's money. I mean, you can publish other information if it threatens private industry. I'm sure the government doesn't care that much about that. But if the MBTA is having their fares threatened, then that's enough of a reason to override the First Amendment and shut down these kids' ability to actually talk to other people. The good news, though, is the government is slow, and their slowness worked to the advantage of these young gentlemen from MIT. The MBTA asserted in a court filing that it sought a restraining order on Friday after again requesting and failing to receive from the students a copy of their presentation materials. Why would you do that? Why would you send your presentation materials to the very agency that you are working against?
Anyway, no.
So they didn't. And so that helped delay the restraining order. Efforts to reach the three students for comment were unsuccessful, and the MBTA also was not interested in commenting. However, apparently a spokesman for the DEF CON conference said that the restraining order would have little effect in suppressing the information at this point, since the speaker's slides were on the conference CD-ROM, which had already been distributed to the conference attendees as of Friday morning. So they weren't able to give their talk, but they were able to give out all the information they were planning on giving out.
What a bummer.
More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include the bulletin board system with over 375,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Go and get interactive over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Featured on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox News stations, DEXC-20 in a 4-week clinical trial, participants were advised to maintain their normal eating and exercise habits without changing their daily routine. 83% of the participants using the key component in DEXC-20 lost weight, and 72% of them lost inches on their waist. So I've been trying this DEXC-20. It seems to be working for me. I've lost 2 pounds so far, and I can tell a difference in my eating habits. I'm just not quite as hungry as I used to be. It's an appetite suppressant, and it helps burn fat. So if you need to lose a little weight, and don't we all, DEXC-20. You can get it at Walgreens or CVS or most major retailers, and or you can go to diet.freetalklive.com and order there. That's DEXC-20. Diet.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We just told you a story from Wired.com about a hacker conference that was going on over the weekend. And in the world of the hacker community, it's quite frequent that you'll hear about reverse engineering, where there's a product that is on the marketplace, and the hackers will go in and they will figure out how it works. And they'll kind of break it down, and they'll figure out how you can crack it open and add things to it and change things about it. Of course, it's going to void your warranty if you do those things. But the hackers enjoy this tinkering. They enjoy making things do other things than what they were originally intended to do. You know, for instance, they have cracked into the iPhone or whatever and managed to make it accept other cell phone service providers. Things like that.
I'm sure that Apple would love to make the hackers not be able to do such a thing, but they don't have the power of the courts to be able to do that.
But the Boston Metro Transit Authority or whatever the hell they call themselves does. And they did go to court and they got a restraining order against three MIT students who were going to do a presentation about how to reverse engineer and crack into the Boston Transit card, their little Charlie card system. Well, they got wind of it. They got the court order. Unfortunately for them, by the time the court order came down, it was Friday afternoon. But Friday morning, the conference had already begun, and all of the bags, you know, when you go to a conference, sometimes you get a little bag full of stuff.
Yeah, your goodie bag.
Yeah,
you know. You sign up and get your badge and stuff.
So the bags had already been distributed to the conference attendees, which included all of the information that was going to be presented in the talk on Sunday.
Oh, so they were a little late.
But all that said, this is kind of interesting. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is representing the students, and a hearing in the case occurred in Massachusetts, and a judge issued the restraining order. The attorney for the EFF said that EFF actually advised the students to pull their talk. And I thought EFF was all about freedom. I thought that they were out there, you know, standing up for people's freedom.
Well, we're not.
Why advise people to cower in the face of this government restraining order?
We're not privy to the specifics here. The EFF gave whatever advice they gave. I you know, I'm not going to second guess
them. Well, yeah, if you don't want to get arrested, don't do the talk. But, you know, if nobody gets arrested, then this really can't be challenged too effectively, can it? I don't know. Can you just challenge a restraining order? Could you take the restraining order? Can you take the government to court over the restraining order? I don't know much about
I don't know afterwards. I mean, it seems like too little too late in that circumstance. But
so
I don't
they
know.
Bowed down, and it's sad because these hackers bowed down, and they went ahead and obeyed the state, and they had their free speech successfully suppressed. Is this the first time we're going to see this? The first of many? Will we see more incidents like this? Where some sort of special government info is possibly going to be splayed out for the public to learn about, and they'll crack down on whoever it is that's got that information. What if somebody finds out something about the way the TSA works, for instance, on the inside, and wants to publish that information?
Oh, I'm sure they'd play the national security card on that one.
Yep.
But they didn't have that card to play in this case, so they actually had to go get a restraining order.
Great. So isn't this amazing? There's just a bus ticket, reverse engineering a bus ticket and planning to talk about it brings the court system down on you and you get threatened with arrest. Pretty crazy, huh?
Sounds crazy.
Well, you know, brings us to the question about, you know, what rights do you actually have? I mean, the government's constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow. It doesn't outline what you can and can't do. The Bill of Rights says this is what we guarantee that the government will not interfere with you on. That you absolutely have the right to, you know, to petition the government for a redress of grievances, a freedom of speech and freedom of the press and the right to peaceably assemble. The First Amendment and the other amendments say government cannot infringe upon these things. But yet they do over and over again. And they don't have to pay for it. There's no consequences usually for
that. That much is true. There are no consequences.
So, you know, what are rights? Well, Tyler emails in with his thoughts on rights. And here it is. Individual rights or human rights or civil rights, whatever you choose to call them, are in essence ideas. Many people discuss natural rights as if they actually exist and are adhered to by nature. However much I appreciate the idea of natural rights, as outlined by John Locke and many others after him, I have trouble imagining that nature actually bestows real, inviolate rights upon anything. Most people would agree that human beings have the right to life, that is, to not have their life taken from them by another. But how does nature view this? My argument is that nature is not a rational reasoning entity, but a supremely complex system of observable phenomenon that has no will or driving force, making it incapable of bestowing or protecting of rights. If you're attacked and killed by a bear, or even another person for that matter, nature obviously did not object to it because it happened. My point here is that a natural rights perspective, although very humanitarian and functional, is not necessarily a construct of nature. Rights cannot originate from a natural system because that same natural system constantly violates them. The other proposed source of natural rights is God, but if you simply substitute the word God for the word nature in my previous arguments, the result is identical. God cannot bestow and protect rights because that same God is constantly allowing their violation.
Right. If God was concerned about rights, he wouldn't let bears eat people.
There you go. Or, you know, little children be molested or whatever. And if rights are given to a man by God and God allows them to be constantly violated, then are they really rights? And is God really bestowing anything upon anyone except maybe the concept of rights? And if this is the case, then the point is moot. Rights are not concrete, but simply a conceptual construct of man. So if not from nature or God, then from whence do we have these from whence have these glorious rights come? Well, the simple truth is they just don't really exist. Not as the concrete
protection. Philosophy. The idea is that if you can apply these rights to everyone and it makes sense. The real rights out there. I'm not talking about the right to health care or the right to an education. Those are what they call positive rights are a bunch of crap. But largely what they call negative rights, things that come from inside of me, and I don't know why they use the term negative rights.
I don't
rights.
Either. It doesn't ever make sense
but,
to me.
But,
it's because you have a right not to be killed, stolen from. Whereas a positive liberty is you have a right to something like health care
right.
at someone else's expense.
Yeah, I understand the terminology, but to me it's silly. The things that come from inside me, my right to speak, my right to have whatever religion I want, the right that I have to bear an arm that I paid for, on my land. These are rights that come from inside of me, and if you give those rights to everyone. Well, then it makes for a perfect world. So you can apply them in sort of this just way, whereas, that's what, I guess, it's philosophy. That's what rights are.
Yeah, I don't think when Locke was going and setting forth natural rights theory, what he was trying to say was that there are necessarily, that rights are a tangible thing.
Right.
When he was talking about rights coming from nature or from God, I think what he was getting at was these are inherent rights of man, and generally at the time most people believed that man was created by God or by nature. You can make either argument. And so, I don't think that it was inherently that these were tangible things that were granted to humankind, just that they're things that are inherently due to humans as rights.
Well, good ideas. That's what the emailer Tyler is saying here, that they're nothing more than ideas. They don't actually exist. Some people might like to think that they do, but they're ideas that if everybody adheres to, then we've got a nice life. But when people decide not to adhere to those ideas, then we get problems. And Tyler has a few more thoughts. We'll share those with you here in a moment, and you can call in about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments of the program. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go to the promote page. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn about all kinds of free and very low-cost ways to help Free Talk Live get the message out there, get more people listening to this program. You can help by going to promote.freetalklive.com, picking the most interesting things and doing them. Oh, also, you should go and visit Nick and Toby over on their website, freemindstv.com, where not only we get to watch episodes of Free Minds TV via their YouTube links, but you'll also be able to listen to Free Minds Radio. So yet another pro-liberty podcast for you to put on your MP3 players and listen to on a weekly basis. And I don't think it's time to break the news, but you guys are going to have hopefully some pretty exciting news about Free Minds Radio coming soon. We shouldn't say anything else, though.
But. No, well, but there may be some news coming on that front, so we'll wait until we have some a final decision.
If you're listening to Free Minds Radio, I'm sure that'll be one of the first places you guys announce.
I'm sure it will be.
So definitely go to freemindstv.com and get interactive with those guys because they got a good thing going on. All right, we continue with the email here, and then we get back to your phone calls. Tyler is talking about how it is that rights don't actually exist. They're great ideas, but they're not actually in existence. And he points out that rights don't exist. He says, not as the concrete protections or barriers that most people would like to see them as. They're merely ethical ideals that have created or been created in the minds of men.
I don't think that people view rights as concrete, because bridges are made of concrete, and people naturally know that rights don't exist in the real world of things that you can knock on.
But hold on. I think while you're right about that, Mark, they understand that rights don't actually have physical form. They still sort of believe that I have my rights and the government's been taking away my rights. So as though that there's some sort of transfer process going on here, that you had rights, but now you don't have those rights.
Well, the government's not respecting your rights.
Yeah, that's under natural rights theory, you always have the same rights. It's just whether they're honored or not.
I agree with you, and I just think a lot of people, the way they talk about rights makes them sound more real than they actually are. And I think that's what he's addressing here.
I know. I've heard this. We've been doing this show a long time, and I've certainly heard people say that rights aren't real and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't think I agree. I do have the right to speak. listen to me doing it. Now, you might chop my head off for it, but you haven't taken away my right to speak.
Okay, well, then
I have the right to my religion. You can say whatever you want about my religion. I've got the right to do it. And so, you know, I mean, I have the ability. It comes from me. And so to say they're concrete, nobody thinks they're concrete. And I don't know that this conversation means anything. The government was supposedly established to protect our rights. It has failed in doing that. We can agree on that. But to say that rights don't exist, it's like saying that words don't exist because you can't see them. Well, I guess you can measure them and, you know, from an auditory. But to say that, you know, they're not measurable, I'd still have the right to do it. I can prove I've got the right to do it.
That's fine. And I think what he's pointing out here is that that it's just an idea and you can't take away those ideas. But people do believe that you can't. I mean, whether we believe it or not is irrelevant. People believe that rights can be taken away and granted. Okay, right? Don't people believe that about rights?
I don't know.
I used to think that way.
Rights are used in there's a couple different ways they're used. I mean, they're used in a casual way to refer whether they're natural rights that are supposedly inalienable or whether they're things that you're permitted to do by law. And that is how a lot of people use the term rights. They say that they have a right to have a gun because the government permits them to own a gun. The government doesn't pass a law which takes it away from them, depending on where you are. So I think it is used to some extent to talk about things the government allows you to do. But it's really a misuse of the word rights and just a lazy use of the word. So I don't know that that's actually how people intend to talk
some
about it or think
uneducated,
about it.
Uneducated people believe that the government has the right to take and give away rights, you know, give and take rights.
I know I used to say things like, you know, the government is taking our rights away, and I don't necessarily agree with that viewpoint now, but even I might slip and say something like that when I don't intend to.
They're infringing.
It's really semantics. They're denying your right to, you know, if they arrest you for free speech, they're denying your right to exercise free speech freely. And I really think it's almost into the realm of just semantics. I mean, taking a right away, infringing on the right, I think the same thing is implied when you say that.
Anyway, he has a few more things to say, and I found it interesting, so we'll continue. The current Bill of Rights in the United States is a good example, or he says rather, they're ethical ideals that have been created in the minds of men and occasionally penned into governmental contracts of sorts to provide the most people possible with the most happiness possible. The current Bill of Rights in the United States is a good example, but if questioned, I would be willing to give good odds that most people would feel that they have a right to many other things that aren't on that list, and perhaps some would want to strike out a few. Rights are generally tied to the concepts of freedom and liberty, and like those concepts, rights are fluid and ever-changing. In other words, as permanent natural fixtures, they're seriously failing. However, despite their general impermanence and my two paragraphs of naysaying, I still believe individual rights are the most important of human ideas, and because of their fleeting nature, require serious attention and constant reassertion. At the heart of the need for established individual rights is the glaring fact that governments see them as an obstacle to their quest for power. You could almost define rights as absolute restrictions on government. Of course, other individuals may wish to do you harm or steal from you, but you will likely never see them again if they do. And if you have the right to defend yourself, you can take measures against them. On the other hand, imagine a mugger or gang of muggers that continued to mug you day after day, but only took 30 or 40% of your money and only violated a few of your rights at a time. Eventually, they would have nearly all of your money and would have violated nearly all of your rights. The only group of people capable of this type of aggression is what we call government, the largest, most violent gang of thugs ever known to man. Individual rights are essentially a code of ethics enforced by government, and herein lies the problem. The same thieves and thugs that constitute the largest threat to our rights have been entrusted with enforcing and protecting those rights. And as he points out, individual rights can be taken away in an instant, and it usually requires violent force in order to get them back. The more individual rights asserted by the citizens, the less oppression they will endure now and in the future. Rights are not given. They are not endowed. They are not compulsory. They require reason, assertion, vigilance, civil disobedience, and sometimes revolution. These are still a few. There are still a few vestiges left of the old rights that the men in our history books fought for, but they are frightened, frail little things being crushed under the huge weights of fear and oppression.
He's right.
They aren't dead yet, but they require immediate rejuvenation and renewed support from their beneficiaries. Here are your rights, if you can keep them. From Tyler. I just thought it was an interesting viewpoint, very well thought out email about the idea of rights and how important they are.
Well, I thought he was going in a different direction with them. You know, early on, he sort of naysays about them and then, you know, comes back around. And I'd say I'm sort of in the same area he is. I understand that they are ideas. Are darn difficult to prove.
And you can't count on the government people to protect those ideas because they are the number one group that's out there trying to destroy them.
What I think simplifies the concept of rights, instead of talking about a bunch of different rights, the right to free speech, the right to religion, simply saying that you have the right to do whatever you want in terms of life, liberty, and property, so long as you don't infringe on the equal rights of others. It's one simple statement, and
like
that
it.
Sums up your right to own a weapon, to practice whatever religion you want, to own property, transact business.
It's true, but you only have that right if you exercise it. And most people aren't exercising their rights because there are these gang of government people out there saying, no, no, we're going to throw you in a cold jail cell if you decide to, you know, exercise your rights. And so that's why we need more people just saying no to the government and going ahead and living their life in the way that you suggest. As we go quickly to Bill in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Yes, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
Wanted to put in my two cents in on the hacker breaking into the transit system authority, situation.
Yes, sir.
And it looks like what's happened from all the information I was gathering, because I hang out in various chat rooms and stuff, was that the government or this judge, whoever this bureaucrat was, decided he was going to make a blanket order for gagging. Basically, in a sense, he was going to perpetually gag anybody from releasing any information about this so-called fine. So, but basically, what people were doing was they were taking these little discs that they were getting at the convention and sticking them out on YouTube. And so, what the EFF did wasn't EFF cowering down on behalf of the hackers. It was them cowering down on behalf of everybody else that they were going to grab IP addresses from and say, you violated a court order that we never served you, so you should have known about it, so, you know, you're going to jail. So they kind of plea bargained with this judge, barbarian with a gavel, and said, okay, if we promise...
Well, either way, it was a bad result, and I thank you for the call. We're out of time. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.